This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So,
what do you think?
Huh? Nice, right?
Not bad, right?
Nice digs. Little babies all grown up, huh?
You talking about David when you say nice digs?
Babies
all grown up?
Not exclusively.
Is.
I was talking about me, but we've often been compared.
You and David Diggs, really? In what respect?
Well, I'm naturally musical.
I guess I didn't know that. Can you, do you mind giving me a little do, re, mi, fa, sol, la?
I have no formal training, but
just a few.
Just a
notes.
Couple do, re, mi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't have to do the flats or the sharps, just a pure do, re, mi.
Just the do, re, mis.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let me back way up and get a running start. Don't make me.
Anything to avoid just saying, yes, you guys are doing great. The studio looks amazing.
Your studio that you made looks so good.
Did they put the notebooks out? I'm not there. Did they put the notebooks out?
Hayes, we have the notebooks, Hazel.
I have to say, Hayes, it's a little. I was so excited to do the show, and then I arrive here and I take my mandatory COVID test, which I hope you also took.
Nobody looked at the results either, right?
Yeah, I just threw it away the second I.
It's just
we just threw them right out. That's.
I was like, I know my body.
It's the ritual of taking them that is now the important part.
The
it's
gesture,
a societal
right.
like,
means a lot.
Community,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just casually swab your nose, throw it in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
But I arrived here expecting to see my good buddy Hayes.
Yeah, and here he is.
And
behold,
you're two dimensional.
Who cares?
I care,
Scott.
What's you could you couldn't. What are you doing that you
difference.
Couldn't? You couldn't
he
be
it
here.
Same.
And then okay,
he
so you're looking so forward to seeing me, and then for like 10 minutes before we start, you're trying to turn me down in the headphones. And then you're asking me to like speak quiet. So like, which is it? Like, do you want to hear me or not?
He wants to see you and not hear you.
Yeah, that's the happy medium.
Mm-hmm. Whereas
I love
lot
to
of
see you coming, walk away, all of it.
Treading water conversationally with Scott while he just kind of kept watching the door for when you would enter.
Oh,
yeah.
And then Kevin came out and said like, "So Hayes is joining over Zoom and the
just
deflation."
Oh my God.
Yeah. I had told Sean earlier, but not Kevin.
I wondered about that, and I was
pre-mad. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I should have
told
him. It's going to be my job to relay this to Kevin.
Nope. I said that. I said to Kevin, I should have told you.
It feels like a
that's
got
to feel good, Kev.
Yep. It feels like a slap in the face, not to just to me, but to Kevin, to the fans.
And what about me?
I mean, I would imagine you're used to it, but
you never quite get used to it.
Really?
You
being slapped
quite,
in the face?
Don't
what if you got used to being slapped
it.
In the face? It's like, yeah, I get slapped
they,
in the face
they switch
five
to
times
the other
a day.
Side.
And this is what
as soon as you're comfortable.
Rather than just
I cannot
say,
hear you when he's talking.
But that's podcasting.
That's podcasting, baby.
You
but it just
I
feels
mean?
It feels like if you cared enough about, I was so excited to get the invite to be on the show, and then to find out that you're half-assing it is just, you know, I don't know.
This is podcasting without a net. What we see this as, you're such a master of the art form, Scott.
Mm.
I mean, you've logged so many hours.
Yeah.
That isn't it interesting to provide new obstacles to podcasting and see how you work around it and
let's
make
see,
it
let's
a
see
feature.
How he handles this.
Yeah.
We did, I mean, Top Chef, like, these people are expert chefs, and they go like, well, can you do it with a blindfold on? Can you do it with one hand? You know, they introduce
these
challenges.
I'd like to see stuff like that in the Olympics, like Usain Bolt, you know, just like throwing random chairs in his way. You know?
Well, that could be pretty interesting. Yeah, I think look a lot like the hurdles. It's you know, they have events where they
Who
have
are the
obstacles.
Hurdles? Is that a new sitcom?
Meet the hurdles.
Thanks for not talking during that little exchange between us, because I would not.
You're welcome.
I just wanted
to make sure everyone got their stuff off.
Yeah.
Nothing to. I mean, just like, if I were you, I would be very proud to see what a nice studio we're recording in today.
I'm proud of my boys. I am proud of my boys. You guys are
that's very sweet.
Moment. You guys are all grown up. Is that what you wanted?
That's very sweet. Yeah, I could have used it a little faster, but
yeah. No, I'm proud of you guys. You guys have. I mean, it's difficult to make an honest dollar in podcasting, and so to see you guys doing so well,
making $1. Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's one honest dollar and a couple shady ones.
Mm-hmm. But you put it all back into the studio, obviously, which is
it's an investment in the business. You know, like it's like we didn't. We knew that fans were disappointed. We had been doing shows over Zoom, so we built a really nice studio. We're still, of course, doing it over Zoom, but
does one of you
have to be present in a studio?
Does one of you have to be in the studio at all times? Is that like
only one?
Only one. So you guys can trade off.
You know the improv game where it's like someone's sitting, someone's standing, someone's lying down?
I never did improv.
Okay. So this is like a short form game. It's pretty fun. And it's like, you know, any type. So if somebody takes a seat, then somebody else who's sitting has to stand up, and that causes the other person. And it's kind of fun. And so this is, you know, this is a similar thing where someone's on Zoom, someone can't hear anyone.
Right.
And someone's just like not into it, not feeling it.
I love it, though. You guys are the best at what you do.
We're proud of you, too.
Yeah. Oh.
We're proud of you, too.
We're proud of you, too.
Okay.
Scott Bookerman.
I remember when we first went to Starbucks in the parking lot.
You've got it wrong.
We said, please, like...
Coffee Bean and tea leaf.
But we were just these little kids. We were just like...
Yeah. You were new to... You were so new to Hollywood...
Yes.
It was like you were fresh off the bus. You were looking around. You had your bindles on sticks, and you were just looking around going, wow, look at all this. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the heart to tell you that it wasn't really Hollywood. It was the Valley.
I was in my short pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Is that the Hollywood sign?
I said, no, that's the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf sign.
Yeah, that's the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf sign.
Yeah. He didn't even know how to read.
I couldn't read. Yeah. You know.
But you taught yourself how to read one word, and that's podcast.
Mm-hmm. And turned out to be the only one that mattered.
The only one you'll ever need.
And we said to you, can we please do a podcast? And you're like, you want to do a fucking podcast? What do you want to do? What do you want to do a podcast for?
Yeah.
And we're like, well, you do a podcast. Like, you do this very popular show.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm just waiting until I can write my book.
I'm waiting to cash out, and then I'm going to be an author.
Like, it's all going into the, like, it's about
this.
The
book inside me, man. Hey, I know I got this book inside me.
We'll talk about the book. When do you get a haircut on air? Like live for the viewers.
Gosh, that would have actually potentially saved our last live show where we did not sell that many tickets.
Oh, no. Where was this?
I wonder if that would have been the time to pull the trigger on getting a big haircut.
That would have been a brilliant marketing move. Well,
giving people Hanks.
I don't think we've sold any tickets for next month. No guest announced.
You do one live show a month and you barely sell any tickets for them? Why not like consolidate?
But sometimes the time that it happens in the month makes it too close to the previous one.
Yeah.
That's my current theory.
Sometimes there's conflicting things happening against it. Like your one this last month was against the SpaceX rocket launch.
Yeah,
right?
Timing is a bitch. Yeah. Little Mr. Elon went ahead and stomped all over our ticket sales. But, you know, whatever. He needs the help.
You guys paying the $8 a month?
Hmm?
You paying the $8 a month?
I'm waiting for it to come down. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are leaving Twitter. I'm all in.
Yeah,
now's the time.
I pay 16. I get a blue check. I get a gold check.
Mm-hmm.
I want to collect the whole rainbow flag.
Yeah, that's one way to go. I have a feeling that the blue check will go on sale.
You think so?
I think there's going to be a flash sale.
Like a half off sale?
Yeah, I'm waiting to get
Cyber Monday.
I keep checking Retail Me Not for coupon codes.
Earwolf got us our blue checks. Did you know
true.
That?
I
that's
had
how
no
we
idea.
Got our blue check. So I got Chris Bannon on it. I just emailed Chris and I was like, Chris, you gave this to me. They took it away.
You work just emailed out. Him, really. He doesn't work for the company anymore.
Was wow, he, because of this? Because
wow, of over this. The blue checks? Over,
yeah.
Oh my God.
He resigned
God.
In protest.
Damn, oh my dude. God.
Yeah.
Shit.
It's a sad
man.
Time.
He's so brave.
Yeah. He's Whoa. On he has your backs, guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can we see the book?
We want to look at the book.
You want to look at it? You want yeah. a little visual treat?
It's free yeah. to look.
Let me
it's free to look.
Let me take mm-hmm. a little peek. But,
yeah. Come Here's on. The cover. Which one is my camera? This one, this one, this one? Here we go.
That's you. Damn, dude.
Yeah.
All those crazy book. Maniacs behind you.
All the maniacs. And they're like fighting to get into the studio.
Into the studio.
Normally it's not like the Great White Fire where like everyone's like, I got to get out of the venue. It's on fire. They're like, they want to be in.
They want to be in yeah. inside the,
yeah.
the venue. And you're coming in as well.
I'm being forced in
okay.
out of financial obligation.
Okay.
But the other people want to be there.
They want to be there. Yeah. You have to be there.
I have to be there because I have a contract.
And you
yeah.
do you know they're behind you?
No, that's okay. It explains all this in the book.
Yeah, how many pages just explores this image?
The first third at least, but it goes into the details of my contract. We print my contracts. All of the addendums, all of the redlining, and then it goes into my sort of mentality that morning about how I'm overdoing the show and I hate podcasting and I don't want to mm-hmm. do it anymore. And
yeah.
then I check my contract. And I'm like,
yeah,
I still have 2 years left.
Still have to do it.
Yeah. So that's a big part of it. And then the people behind me want to do it for the exposure.
Deckel Edge.
What's that?
Deckel Edge.
Did you say Deckel Edge?
You got a Deckel Edge on that thing?
There's a paper. Is there a nice little Deckel on there? Where you're like
no, the paper's pretty uniform, I hate to say.
Decolletage?
Yeah, that's what I thought wow. you were trying to say, and I was wondering why. But then I looked at the picture.
You couldn't afford even one Deckel, even one
no.
little page kind of like sticking out and it cuts you?
What would that do to have one page that's...
One sharp
page.
Well, you
yeah.
well, you have zero. So
zero,
I mean,
yeah.
I guess it would.
I think it's
would,
zero.
I guess
or
what would zero do would be my question.
Yeah. Mm. So we're fine with zero, but one is somehow
one
a huge
is,
issue.
Yeah, just like one.
Yeah.
One sharp page.
One cherry deckle sticking out.
Yeah. I think it's actually more difficult to get them uniform and even. That's actually quite a feat. I mean,
we don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't there.
I feel like everybody does do that.
The process. You don't have any books, yeah.
Basically,
yeah,
everyone
and our show
does
is actually
uniform.
Named
yeah.
after a book, so.
Yeah.
Hollywood Handbook?
Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah, it's named,
it's
after,
named
after
a book.
Book.
It's named
yeah.
after one of the main books.
I mean, you guys have a leg up on
the Bible.
On other podcasts, if you were to make your own book, is that
and
what
our
you're...
And our show logo is like a like sort of a kind of book. Like
looks
a cover
like
of
a
book.
There's notebooks here that look like it.
Well, you guys could sell those. I mean, I'm sure there are fans of yours who would.
We did.
You did. How
did
that
we?
Go?
Yeah, you. I think you took home most of the coinage from that.
You guys have an uneven split, or are you talking
like
to
a Deckel Edge?
Yeah, we've got a bit of a Deckel Edge. No, I think it was part of the Earwolf era merchandising.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Mm.
So,
yeah, I'm still cashing the checks on your Hollywood Handbook.
Oh, on the Hollywood notebooks. Handbook notebooks. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of that went into this glossy cover.
Yeah. It is pretty glossy. You know, I'm glad you pointed that out because, you know, you can either do a flat color or a glossy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, pour that gloss on, baby.
Spring for the extra gloss.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you met Rochelle?
He has.
Why are you asking me this?
Yeah.
Just curious. Hey, Rochelle, you remember that show we were talking about the other day on our show that you said that you hadn't seen, that you had listened to?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was called Threedom.
Uh-huh.
Don't talk about that on this on this show. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I won't talk about it.
Don't bring that up.
Don't bring it up.
It's just going to confuse you.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm not bringing it up. You guys are bringing it up.
Huh. Yeah. Well, we're bringing it up so that you know not to.
Okay.
That's... say who you think the hosts of the show are, okay?
Huh. We told Rochelle that we were the hosts of Threedom.
She was so impressed when she heard that we hosted Threedom.
That it was the two of us. The two of us and Chef Kevin. So, Scott, actually, could you please not tell Rochelle that?
I'm happy to
Threedom just because, like, Rochelle has actually been really nice to us ever since she found out we host Threedom.
She's impressed by this.
Yeah.
She wasn't really familiar with the show, but she's really into the fact that we host it.
Yeah.
That seemed to get her on board. And prior to that, it was pretty frosty over there.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable kind of, you know, lying in a Three's Company type situation, you know.
There's five people here.
There are five people here, but I think you guys are in kind of a, like some sort of a triangle here. Are either of you guys married?
Who's asking what?
I'm talking to
Kevin's trying to do it.
No, I know that. I know about
Kevin's,
Kevin.
Kevin is now attempting to get married.
Yeah, he might pull it off. We're rooting for him. But I mean, you
yeah,
guys.
He might pull it off. Yeah. His ring.
What was that? That was the perfect sound effect for pulling off a ring. Someone hit the keyboard accidentally and went, tonk. It sounded like him pulling off the ring in disgust.
He can't help it.
No, but I'm asking about you two, the hosts of
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, on paper, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys are married?
Mm-hmm. On paper.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Not while we're doing the show. So actually right now, no.
Oh, wow. So you have an arrangement?
Yeah.
During the show, anything goes, man.
Anything goes. Because one of these days, there might be some hot actress, a Gal Gadot or something like that, who comes in here and is like, oh, I had so much fun on the show. I want to fuck you.
Well, that would be after the show if she's saying that.
She could say it on air.
The only person he could conceive of marrying during a podcast is a hot actress.
I know. I clocked that too, Hayes.
What?
Very limited.
Do you think
limited,
I should be more
not
inclusive?
A hot scientist.
No. Not a hot politician who's actually trying to make real changes to some of these policies that
like,
have been causing big problems for
like
the
AOC?
Nation.
Like she's, you know, she's pretty hot. Is that who are you talking about? Who do you find attractive in that area?
I think that what is really hot is helping people.
So like a Nancy Pelosi type.
Well, what
that's
did
what
you
you're
say?
Into?
Pasta.
I said.
You said pasta.
Yeah, I said pasta.
Like,
have you
really
seen that stuff?
Pasta.
There's smoke coming
it's
off it. Half the time.
Well, also they're
it.
Tubes sometimes, so you can
yes.
stick your penis into
it. The side of it. Well, have you seen some
the
of these? They're like basically like pockets.
And wait, are you saying
they're all
some of it?
Inside.
Some of it is almost called penis. Some of the tube you, ones.
No,
honestly,
some
this
of the pasta
is
named penis. Basically,
get some Chef Boyardee ravioli. Put it in the microwave for 15 seconds.
Oh, man.
It's pretty gooshy and
no,
warm
that's what
and,
I'm saying is yeah, the inside is pretty gooshy. Some of that stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, pasta can be pretty hot. We have not had Chef Boyardee as a guest.
That's the goal. That's the dream. He doesn't.
That's why we started this thing.
Yeah, he doesn't do podcasts.
We called him Chef Kevin. So Chef Boyardee would, I guess, get jealous.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't really remember. It didn't
it's the
work
long
at
game.
All.
I feel like there was. Speaking of guests who don't do podcasts, I feel like I had a guest on Comedy Bang Bang once, and you asked me, "Hey, do you think they would do Hollywood Handbook?"
Mm-hmm.
And I went to them and I said, "Hey, would you like to do?" I actually did it. Which
Whoa.
Is, if you can believe it, I did a favor for you.
I don't remember being bold enough to even ask.
And I said, hey, do you want to do Hollywood Handbook? And they said, I mean, I did yours because I like you, but I do theirs and suddenly I'm a podcast guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
Well, and that's Chef Boyardee's worry, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, nobody does podcasts until they finally do a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. And it's Chef Boyardee. Who? It's not Podcast Boyardee.
Yes, that's true for now.
Sure.
Right? But like, in this economy,
boy, you're telling me with Bidenomics these days going up, 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 up. The price of gas is now what? $15, $20, $25
Yeah, it's 15
a gallon.
Just for do you get a gallon for
just,
that now?
Just to get in the door.
Yeah, my experience was to just be allowed to touch the pump.
Yeah. Remember Touch My Monkey?
Would you like to?
Would I like to remember it? I guess, because I don't. Would you like I don't know why I'm bringing it up. Monkey? I don't even remember it.
Would you like to remember Touch My Monkey?
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, the boys helped me prepare for my podcast seminar on May 4th, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Plus, see Hollywood Handbook live in Los Angeles May 30th at the Dynasty Typewriter. And if you can't make it to the show, you can watch the live stream for a week. Check out all these shows and the video of today's episode with Scott at patreon.com/theflagrantones. Hollywood
Handbook. Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to
it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered, and that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code THEBOYS.
Let's face it, folks. Shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I'm on the Amazon page.
Uh-huh.
Of what?
The book.
The book.
It's got to be, right?
Are there reviews? I haven't even checked this. Are there reviews? It comes out today, by the way.
That's new not what, book that's not today. What this page is says. That Tuesday today?
Oh, Tuesday today.
Yes, the day this comes out. Comes See, out being a professional, today. I know. That's why I asked right. before the show. I said, hey, Shevin.
Who did you ask to do our show? Who did I ask you to ask?
I'll tell you afterwards because it is someone you know.
Wow. The guts.
Yeah.
God, I'm so proud of me. Just
I know. Just I can't believe you did that.
Putting on my big boy pants, to marching honest, up to Scott Aukerman and saying, can you please ask your friend to do my show, please?
To be honest, it may have been the Sklars because I get you guys confused.
Well,
okay. And that sounds like much more of a Sklar move.
Probably. But you guys are twins, right?
Sklarface. Except you asked. They asked you to say hello to your little friend.
Have they done... God, I got to call Mike Ferrer Funny or Die, because Sklarface is actually...
Yeah.
This is good.
Yes.
The that douche.
That could be powerful. That could be powerful.
I think that one won't be going straight to the crypt.
No reviews for this one, but...
No reviews yet?
Yeah. There's an,
well, it's not out.
There's a sponsored ad on the page.
Whoa.
for the official Chuck Norris fact book, 101 of Chuck's favorite facts and stories, written by the actual Chuck Norris?
Whoa.
Well, this is...
Wow.
This is exciting news.
I wonder if it has a story about the time he got bit by a snake.
Chuck Norris fact number one. Chuck Norris was bit by a cobra.
It is there.
Number one.
Wow.
And after 5 days of excruciating pain, the cobra died.
Wait, the cobra was in pain for 5 days?
Yeah.
It was actually the cobra.
The cobra
was
in excruciating pain.
Huh.
There's a sentence missing from the story.
Oh, what? At the end? Because that was two sentences.
No, it goes in the center.
Right in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind me asking what the sentence
is? You know, I'm paraphrasing because it's been a while since I heard the story, but it's Chuck Norris was bitten by a cobra. Then I think the cobra got his dick stuck in a light socket.
The cobra got his cobra, or he
his
got
cobra dick.
His
yeah.
cobra dick stuck mm-hmm. in a light.
Yeah, he started
in a light socket. A light socket.
So one of those electrical sockets you only use for lights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one was light specific. Yeah,
just the right
had the right amount of juice
ampage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ampage. Yes, that's the word I was looking for. It had the right ampage.
Not even sure I'm using it correctly.
No, it had the right ampage. And the cobra was just enamored, you know.
I didn't know that cobra or snakes in general had penile.
Well, that's why it's such an interesting Chuck Norris fact to me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's you why know? It's number one, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah.
Good. That's
you
good
almost
book.
Don't need him being bitten by the cobra in the story.
I actually don't know why that would be in the middle of the two sentences, because it doesn't have anything to do with the first sentence. It doesn't have anything to do with the second sentence.
You don't think it has anything to do with the second sentence?
Well, the cobra died 5 days later. Is that the reason that he died?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess editing, I would say the final two sentences are germane to the story.
Right. So I would say, yeah, the first part.
The
story could be the cobra died.
Yes. One day a cobra died.
That's the story.
Yes.
Like the cobra died. You know?
Yeah. But I guess this turns it into now facts about a certain cobra. Mm-hmm. And unless there are like 100 more facts about
cobras,
this one cobra.
Cobras got dicks, right? Like that's the, I mean.
That could be
that
fact
seemed to
number
be
one.
What really captured your imagination.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they had, I don't know what I thought
Yeah,
they
what
had.
Did you think was going on downstairs?
Holes? Cloacals?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a bird thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a bird thing.
But that's a bird thing.
Yeah.
Birds ain't reptiles.
Did dinosaurs
become birds?
Have big ones?
I know. I know. We talked about this on a recent show, but that they had feathers and all that. But did they have penises?
Swinging.
Yeah, dinosaurs were swinging that pipe, baby. Yeah, no, they had some heavy hangers downstairs.
Wow.
It was the truth. Yeah. No, dinosaurs had real big ones.
Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's dragons.
Why
dragon
do you think they called
from.
Dragons?
Real? Because they were dragging
that hog around. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shit. I had no idea.
Nah, dinosaurs have big ones. Big, scaly green ones.
Wow. That's
just
amazing.
The way it was back then, man.
You can't
get
do
away
that
from
today.
The meteor.
You yeah. couldn't do that today.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Everything
got killed by a meteor, but it wasn't meatier than them. They had fucking a lot of meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's so woke now, like. You couldn't even
have a big scaly green one today.
Yeah. Yeah. You couldn't make a Jurassic Park movie these days.
Nope.
No, you couldn't.
Never.
You couldn't do it because thanks to the woke mind virus.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now everyone can enjoy it because you're going to get triggered by a big scaly green one.
You
it's like,
can't
I don't
see
want, yeah.
a guy going poop in a movie anymore.
Yeah.
Which they did show in that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want my kids to go to Jurassic Park because I don't want them to see two dinosaurs fucking, just hardcore mm-hmm. fucking for 20 minutes in the middle of the movie. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
We're
that
so protective.
Makes me sick.
Yeah.
That makes me sick. It's like, where do you think you come from? Like, we all got here because dinosaurs
exactly.
were fucking.
That's the thing. Like, I just had a Nepo baby, and first mm-hmm. day, showed her porn, because I was like, this is where you come from.
Yeah.
Now, that said, cool up, and I did not have to have sex in order for this to happen.
No, but the porn act you were showing wasn't sex either.
No, no, that's simulated sex.
Yeah. You didn't have to have sex after you saw porn?
No, no.
Oh, that's crazy. I have to.
So you're, what are the steps? The steps
it makes me think. It makes me think of having sex.
It makes you think of having sex. Porn does?
Yeah, I got, and I have to go have it.
It inceptions me with the idea of sex.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. I'd never have put the two together.
No, it really, yes. It really does for some reason. That's so funny. We haven't talked about this. Yeah. It's connected to sex in my mind.
Yes.
I've never put that together. Usually I'll turn on a porn. I'll watch it for about 55 minutes, you know, because I have a spare hour.
Yeah.
And I, at the end of it, I turn it off and I just go about the rest of my day.
You turn it off, but I get turned on.
Interesting.
And you've never put that together. But I start putting it together as soon as I turn it off. I'm turned off.
Putting what together?
I'm just saying, this is the different ways we experience it.
Okay.
Engineer Rochelle is like, you guys talked about porn in the last episode I recorded with you for like a long time.
She's
also.
She's like, is this like, every episode?
So maybe it's you, Engineer Rochelle.
Yeah.
We didn't do this. There's
and you
energy
and you
here.
And you suggest something else. Like if like you know
any
at least
topic.
Come up
what do you
with,
want to hear about?
At least come up with an alternative thing. You
like
know?
This is Threedom. This is what we do on this show. You know, like we talk about.
Oh, this
like,
is Threedom now.
Oh, that makes
for
sense.
Rochelle, it should be
Okay. Yeah, Rochelle thinks like this is Threedom. Yeah.
Okay. No, we can talk about whatever. I mean, it's
forward by Jack Quaid.
May I touch the book?
The past tense of Jack K.
The past tense of Jack.
The past participle of Jack K. Jack Quaid.
Was there a discussion at any point of because so many people contributed to the book?
Yeah, they're over
me being in the book.
Over 50 people.
Yeah. Was there any discussion of having
over 51?
Over 51?
52?
Or 52 even? I mean, if you're
that makes sense. There's a bunch of cards in there, right?
Hmm. How about two
Are
more
there real cards? Yeah.
How about two more?
Yeah, yeah. How about you add a couple of jokers? Then you'd have a full deck.
Hmm.
Did you think about Hayes and I doing anything? Like,
I mean, it's a comedy book.
Yeah.
Jack Quaid. That's right. You got to have Jack Quaid and Tatiana Maslany, the famous.
They're very funny. Have they been on this show?
Yes.
Yep.
They have?
Yes.
Any next question? Yes.
Yes.
Next.
Easy one. Yes, both.
How did
that come about?
I don't know.
Come about? What am I on a sailboat? Basically, what happened was
one episode on a sailboat.
What happened was, and it's very simple, we saw they had done Comedy Bang Bang, and we said, Jesus Christ, maybe they'll do our.
We said, last time we asked Scott if he would ask them.
It didn't go so hot.
We don't even know if he did it. And so we just asked them directly, and they said yes, which is what we should have done with whoever you were talking about.
Yeah. No, I mean, Tatiana and Jack, they were both fans, you know.
You say Tatiana?
Tatiana. How are you supposed to say it?
I just don't know if it's Tatiana.
Tatiana.
Okay, that just sounds off to me.
Yeah. Are you doing your Gal Gadot again? Your famous Gal Gadot impression?
Tatiana, I love you. They were fans, and I wanted a couple of intros from fans.
They were fans, and then they went on the show.
The fact that they happened to be famous people was, I didn't even realize it until after they wrote their introductions. I was kind of like, oh, let's get a couple of fans to write intros.
Sucks, because it made it look like it was just like trying to grasp for like the biggest
it was
celebrity
weird because
you could
it was,
get a hold of.
Same thing with Lin-Manuel Miranda. He was a fan, but I didn't even realize that. I was like, I just kind of, you know, cast the net, and I was like, hey, do any fans want to write intros for this? And those three
people said yes.
It's weird. Now I'm seeing the intersection of how, they're all famous.
They happen to
And they used to submit catchphrases and stuff too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like some of the best ones.
Some of the best ones, yeah.
Oh, well, they're all good. I don't even
Alexander Hamilton. That was one of the catchphrases that Lynn.
Yeah.
He did Hamilton?
Yeah.
That's funny, man. Funny play.
It's a funny play.
Laugh my ass off, dude. Because of all the lies in it.
Cracking up.
What do you think? What was lies about it? The fact
this
that
whole thing was complete bullshit.
The fake
the fact
stuff.
That the cast was comprised of people of color.
Oh, that's where
I
just listened to it.
Draw the line.
I just listened to the original cast recording. I didn't even notice that. But if that was a big concern for you, then that.
Let me guess. Who's your favorite character?
Take it up with him.
Myself. Who's your favorite character? The King
George.
King George. Yeah.
Okay. That shit works. In any era, that worked. The King was doing something a little different, for me. He was serving.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't rapping. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He sang a song. But yeah, I do.
Three times he sang it.
Wow, you're a
he
real fan.
A song, but he didn't just sing it once.
He sang what they call a reprise.
Mm-hmm.
Second time is great. No, first time is great.
First time's great.
Second time is annoying. Mm-hmm. Third time is a spanking. That's what I was taught.
Okay, and who was teaching you, a vicious headmaster of some kind?
I think anytime you do like one thing and you get laughs,
yeah,
end there, because second time is annoying, third time is a spanking.
Well, what have you done it almost 500 times?
Is that how many episodes you've done?
It's getting close.
That's 10 years? Is it almost 10 years?
It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell because we don't have the big press tour that the 500th episode of Comedy Bang Bang had.
Yeah.
The oral history is pretty short. It's actually just the podcast itself.
Were you guys involved in the oral history of...
We actually...
Did you get a quote in there?
That one... I'm trying to remember. I know we're not in the book.
You're not in the book,
oral
history. I apologize for that you're not in the book. Does it sound better or worse that I didn't even think to put you in it?
I guess that's better that you thought about it and said no.
Yeah,
that would
right?
suck.
Like,
that's better.
Never even popped in my
head.
It
never crossed your mind.
No, never. Because if it had popped into my head and I went, hell no.
Yeah.
That's
no
a real
fucking
insult.
Way. That's more cruel, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I just, I was focused on
just an oversight. You're busy, you know, you're frazzled.
I was actually had nothing to do.
Wasn't busy. Yeah. Weren't busy. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
This is during the pandemic we put this together. So I was really looking for tasks. No, I was mainly focused on the fans and what they would want, you know, you know,
yeah.
I mean, you were on Comedy Bang Bang once, right?
Yep. Oh my God. Yes, I guess that's technically true.
Yeah.
I just, all
and
the
time we
did the
then
ass.
We were on it again, and that one was definitely annoying. And then we did it a third time.
And what did I do?
And you did, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So this is all, the student became the teacher,
pretty
I guess.
Big spanking, yeah.
But I it's hard to remember because it's I've cyclical. Done so many episodes. I've done 800 now.
Do you remember how many Jack Quaid has done?
He's done a good 4.
Three is not a
and
very
how many
good
were
4
bad.
In my opinion. 3 is one of the worst 4s.
It's not, when you're looking at 4s, it's not even in the top 10 of 4s.
It's terrible.
Okay, let's run down the top 10 of 4s. At
number
10,
one is
at number 10 you have 4.
Uh-huh.
Number 9,
that's got to be 4.
Got to be
right?
4, right?
I would never
Yeah. 8 is probably, I guess I would put 4 at 8.
No competition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for number 7, which is 4.
Really
that's
argue,
probably 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
6 is
6 I'm going to catch heat for this. 6 I would actually say should be 4.
Yeah.
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 I think 4 through 6 are almost like tied.
They're like, almost, it's almost
four,
like they're tied at 4.
Yeah. 4 yes. four has to be 4.
Yeah.
And then.
So right. 4, 5, and 6 are all.
5 is, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're all tied for 4, but it's 6 is 4, 5 is 4, and 4 is 4.
4 is 4, 3 is 4.
A lot of people put four at number three.
Put four third.
Yeah. And I,
my ranking is I have four third.
Right.
And then one and two are like a tie for me. It's almost right. One and one A.
Right. And I'd put probably four.
You had
number
four?
Two. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I have no beef with that. I like, what, I mean, what, I'm, I don't, I have
what's
the,
your number
almost
one,
the
though?
Exact same list.
What's your number one?
Number one?
Yeah.
It's for me, the number one is like a personal
right.
thing.
No,
like,
I know. Yeah. It's
not like the universal,
else.
Like the whole right. world agrees on number one because you can't pick a best of anything. Right. Like it's always you bring your experience to it.
Right.
So for me, I say that number one is four. 40, 44.
I can see, I mean, I see your
44.
44.
44.
That, honestly, that's one of the best fours because it's like
mm-hmm.
there's two of them.
It mm-hmm. used, but yeah, it's that. It used to be 69.
Yeah.
My top my 10 number, four.
My number one is 420.
What do you think of that, Paul?
Who's Paul?
Top 10 fours.
This guy is always fours. Talking about how he like loves Letterman, and he doesn't even know
when
who
you do Letterman
Paul
at him.
Is.
Yeah,
he doesn't. It's like it's completely.
He acts like
fake.
He doesn't love it. This is what's crazy about Scott, and I and you're a friend, so I say it with love. He says he loves Letterman, but when you do Letterman at him, all of a sudden it's like he's not enjoying it.
Maybe I don't like Letterman. Could
you
do some more?
Not because Hayes just did a pretty spot on one.
Yeah.
The Paul thing.
Where basically you said, what do you think of that, Paul? And I assumed you were talking about someone in the room with us. So I didn't get it.
Who's in the room? I mean, I can't even see. Is there someone named Paul in there?
That's what I was wondering. I was looking. I looked a little bit to my right.
Because then I could see how that would be confusing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know any Pauls?
Well, I mean, there was another one, like, who, I guess he's also a fan of your show, but he was asked to write another foreword for you.
Who's that?
I mean, Paul F. Tompkins, he was on your show like 300 times.
Did
which
he
is,
make
I
the
guess,
cover?
I guess is a pretty good four.
That's a pretty good, I mean, as fours go, I mean, it's not top 10.
I read that you like thinking
boy.
That podcasting is the future of comedy.
Okay, let me just clarify this.
That's great for me and awesome for you. You got a podcast.
Yeah.
Let me clarify this because
what a dream.
In the bulk of the interview, you read my actual quote, which is at the time I considered podcasting to be the future of comedy. We're talking about 10 years ago.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
They lift that and make the headline Scott Aukerman thinks podcasting is the future of comedy. No, I fucking don't.
What do you,
do you believe that it was the future of comedy?
Idiot.
Do you still believe that it was the future of comedy?
Not for you.
Well, it's got nothing to do with me.
You guys had such promising careers. When I met you, oh my God. you were so kind of wet behind the ears. You were so green. But I could tell.
Man,
I was like
with suspenders.
I was like, give these guys 10 years and people will get them. I was so off.
Can I talk about one thing in this article?
Yeah.
This is talking about 95. We're going back to
1995.
1995.
Batman, Superman, fuck it around.
And you're at the Comedy Store, and
yeah,
it says
the world famous comedy store.
Of Scott, he explains that the comedy world at the time it was dominated by quote very safe Tim Allen type stuff.
Shots Whoa. Fired.
Shots fired.
Tim Allen caught a stray.
Yeah,
very
yeah,
safe.
Yeah, so safe he went to fucking jail.
Yeah, he wasn't doing big enough mountains.
Yeah, he wasn't a dangerous guy like you. Jesus Christ. Guy was in fucking prison, man.
It's true. That's true. I mean, put me in a room
Mountains
with him and
freaking Panama powder.
Yeah, he'll probably
it's too safe.
Put
He's
me in a prison
guy.
Cell with him. He'll rat me out so he can get a better lunch. Fucking rat.
He's He's a bad guy, man.
Do you think that he was?
He was using power tools.
Yeah,
that's not mm-hmm. safe.
Do you think in the Toy Story movies he ever ratted out like one of the other cast members, like Don Rickles? Or
yeah, hey, Wallace Shawn has been
like that's just what he does.
Taking extra coffee every day.
That's just what he does in any situation.
It's hurting the bottom line of the production. You know what I mean? That's money that could be in my pocket. Speaking of which.
What do you think of what he had to say about Pamela Anderson? Like he basically.
What did he say? Hubba hubba?
No, she said that he exposed himself to her.
Oh my gosh.
And he denies it and said that Disney.
And you called that very safe humor?
That's true. That's a good point.
It's really safe Tim Allen type. Who just used power tools without really understanding how they worked, did tons of cocaine, went to
confesses
jail,
his secrets
ratted
to
out
a man
more
he's
dangerous
never
criminals.
Seen his entire face.
At least he could grow a mustache. You ever see his mugshot? Yeah. He's got sweet mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I could barely grow a mustache.
I miss that, man.
So, I mean, he's got that up on me. And look, the guy's so successful. I doubt he's listening to this show, although he might be searching the internet to hear his name.
Got
he might tell me that the Disney Corporation is really upset with me about what I had to say about him in that article.
Oh, yeah. So we didn't get to his response. So she said that he did that, and then he said, Disney's mad at Pam, man.
He said, I've never done that, and Disney is very upset that you would lie about that, like implying you're never going to work for Disney.
He talks to Disney.
Yeah.
Well, just got a call from Disney. Yeah, not in the best mood.
The Mouse House.
You know podcasting what I mean? Can be transformative in terms of an audience discovering your work, he says. It's all
does
very
it, now,
it's
does
all
that
very
sound
surprising.
Like something I would say? I mean, this is
what did you actually say? They
this
lie.
Is what happens. This
it
is what happens.
Had a funny tone to it or something. Yeah, tell me what happened.
You go in there cracking jokes, and then they just write up whatever they want to write.
Uh-huh.
And then they say, said Scott.
Right.
Afterwards, and it's like, bro, I'm giving you gold here, and you're like throwing it in the trash and then taking your garbage out and polishing it and going like, would you like this instead?
They're polishing the gold off it. Some gold got on it when they threw the gold in the trash.
It's like, oh, my trash is dirty with this gold. Get it off. And it's like, bro, I want my gold. You threw my gold away.
The gold. It's way more valuable than the trash.
Gold is so much more valuable than trash.
Mm-hmm.
So you had actually said podcasting can be transformers in terms of an audience discovering.
Yeah, and then I start doing like Optimus Prime impressions and like talking about the AllSpark and shit. And she was on the floor. She, like you hear about ROFL.
Yeah.
She literally was rolling around.
Wow,
like,
and like running in a circle while lying out.
It was crazy. She was dying laughing. She was like, I have not had tears in my eyes for 27 years, not even when my father passed away. And I'm crying laughing at how funny you are.
And then she doesn't put
it in the fucking thing.
That's so crazy. Maybe it just didn't translate to text. Like, because well, when you
could,
say Optimus Prime impression,
yeah,
like,
you
can
put
you
in a parenthetical
down,
like does Optimus Prime impression does perfect Optimus Prime.
It's some fat cat upstairs though who goes like, I don't know what this means.
It's
you know, somebody who's
Rupert,
out of touch, not young cool people like us who like immediately go like, oh, I know what that sounds like, but it's some old
some
white
boring
guy,
yeah, white guy,
right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rich old Uncle Pennybags is up in his tower.
With his monocle looking at the article saying, I don't approve of this.
Optimus Prime was a friend of mine, right?
You ever wear a monocle, by the way?
I have done it, yes.
I've double
monocles.
I wear
monocles. Two. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Mine's a monocular.
I'm so rich, I get two.
Related to that, you said it's all very surprising that it's worked out financially. That was never really the point.
Yeah.
So that give me that.
When did it become the point? It feels like it's been the point for a while.
That I did say that. But you have to know I was lying. I mean,
they need a parenthetical there. Lying.
Perfect lying.
Lying. That's the thing I found is you can just lie to these people.
And they write the shit down.
Wow. They just write it down. And yeah, a fact checker called me and was like, mm-hmm. administered, you know, an oath and was like, do you actually believe this? And I lied under oath. And I was like, yeah, of course I believe it.
Yeah, who cares?
But it's like, what are you going to do to me? Throw me in jail.
Yeah.
For lying to the Wall Street Journal.
I'll just rat everybody out.
Yeah,
go eat lunch with Tim Allen. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
The book,
yeah,
you know, obviously a lot of people collaborated on it. Mm. And you, as with the podcast, have platformed a lot of different voices. Mm. And that is generous, but
say
I
more.
Worry that you minimized your own contribution.
Mm.
And so something we had discussed possibly was doing the Hollywood Handbook book.
Yeah. Would you, is that what you would call it?
Hollywood Hand the book.
Hollywood Hand.
It sounds like you're stuttering.
Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah.
Hollywood Book Book?
I'd stop at hand. Just Hollywood
Hand. Hollywood Hand.
Yeah.
And that ours, to repay you, would be written entirely by you.
Entirely by me.
Just
I only have maybe forward by Scott.
Introduction by Scott.
Yeah.
Preface to the introduction, pre-forward by Scott. Yeah. And then and the middle of it, Scott. That's where you just stretch out.
That's where I get to just go nuts.
You've done already a book, sir.
It'd be nice to do something that's not in such a strict, like almost oppressive
format. Very rigid. Yes, yes. Very puritanical in its structure. Yes.
Play with the form, you know? Now
it's like,
that
hey,
you've proven you can follow the rules, let's break stuff.
This is page 4, but then this is page 10. What did they skip 5 through 9? It's like, that's the kind of stuff that I would do if I could do my own book, but
amazing. Will be our book, but it would be your, you know, it would be your voice, you know, which I worry got minimized.
Yeah, I appreciate that because, yeah, you're right. I only wrote probably 6 pages of this. How familiar would I have to be with your what you guys do?
Well, no more than we are.
So,
does it feel like we know what we're doing?
I wanted to ask you, do you ever drop the act?
Well,
about to drop you.
Okay, I'll take that as a no. Look, I think it's... Did you see the new Top Gun movie? And I'll explain why I bring this up. But you know how that final mission... I'm just going to give spoilers. I don't care if you've seen it or not. But the final mission, they have to fly at such a low altitude because they're, flying under the radar.
Right.
And that's what you guys do. And that's where you excel. Mm. You know? Yeah. And that was a successful mission for Maverick.
Yeah.
For Goose's son, whatever his name was.
Mm-hmm.
For the rest of the gang?
Gosling. Goose's son is named Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. But they were able to like stealthily swoop in there, blow up that country of unknown origins, nuclear, I guess, basement.
It was, you can tell, like drop little hints at the movie that it's the UK.
What were some of the hints you were picking up about it being
the UK?
The UK, was it?
Did you miss those?
I guess I did go to the restroom maybe 6 times.
Yeah, all the guys they blew up were fugly.
Bad teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Austin Powers is flying one of the enemy planes.
Okay, I thought I saw him.
Basil Exposition was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It smells like tea. Somebody keeps saying it smells like tea.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I saw them in the background of one scene, but I was like, that can't be Austin Powers.
They extract Ted Lasso first before they drop any of the bombs because
thank God
he's a friendly. Yeah.
Yeah.
You see their famous icon, the fucking Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
It's weird, right? Like what they're obsessed with it.
This Ferris wheel.
It's like,
why
hey,
do you want me to look at this?
We have them at every fucking state fair in America.
Yeah. These things move around.
We multiple. Don't
have to, like, why do you think this is cool?
So crazy. They're so nuts over there.
If you pause the explosion, it's like, this is like something the filmmakers did. I don't think it's true to anything that happened, but it's shards of football material. It's all football. Mm-hmm.
It's all football.
Football yeah. material.
Yes, it's all football.
It's all
pieces.
Football material?
Fabric. Yes, is just every all the screen. Yeah. It's confetti of football.
Football fabric.
Yeah.
Footballs. Well, Scott, the other authors.
Are we wrapping up?
Who have passed through this hallowed stage mm-hmm. have all, of course, left their book behind on the shelf.
Yeah.
Right behind mm-hmm. you. And yep. so, the like, and forever there it shall remain.
What? I guess I'm not seeing. Oh, behind me? Mm-hmm. This way?
Yeah, I said behind
that's,
you.
That's.
Don't turn that
at
way.
Exactly.
Scott,
the...
don't turn that way.
homie, don't turn that way. who else has written a book that's been on your show?
Tom Wolfe.
Mm-hmm. Tom Wolfe. Wow. Yep. Weird guy, right? Because he's like, he's a man, but his name is Wolf. And it's mm-hmm. like, what, are you a lycanthrope? It's like, come on, what's going on here? It's suspicious.
I
it's
feel
sus.
Like, yeah, I feel like I'm it's, in it's, damn underworld.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in the damn
it's
underworld
It's powerfully
movies.
Sus.
Yeah. it's, yeah. I did bring this book for Kevin in case he hadn't ordered it. But I figured you guys
Kevin, can I borrow your
frisbee
book?
It right into his damn mallet.
Yeah. I figured you guys don't give a shit, right?
I'm
not even there, man.
I'll skim.
You'll skim?
Yeah, I'll just skip to the, you know,
to your Lou, my darling.
Yeah, I'll just skip to the Scott pages.
You're going to be sorely disappointed.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.